producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Org.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at Ammunition Depot. That is, I meant to say Ammunition Depot. .com. English is my first language. It is. Hey, do you remember that movie, Silence of the Lambs? The bad guy in Silence of the Lambs, that was one of the Lecter films, of course, which I actually thought that whole series was supposed to be about a guy named Will Graham, but it turned out it was about Lecter. In the Silence of the Lambs, Buffalo Bill was the bad guy, and he was unable to achieve this fundamental change that he wanted to go through. So his solution was to sew together a bodysuit to make him a woman out of his murder victims. He would murder people looking for that one particular piece to go in his suit. I look at that premise, and I find it eerie. Because the similarly thin-skinned Buffalo Barack Obama carefully selects and exploits murder victims here in these United States. Only to certain crimes. He only exploits certain crimes. This last time he got on a plane and completely flew over and bypassed places like Baltimore and New York City and Chicago and all of New Jersey and all of these other places to go to Umpqua, Oregon. And there, in small town USA, where they really wanted to grieve, where they really wanted to come to grips with what was going on, the Barack Obama political agenda, let's get rid of guns show, lands on the ground in order to further his desire to fundamentally transform the United States into something that we were never born to be. He brought along his tailors in the media to carefully stitch together another anti-gun narrative, using their chosen victims, along with the various red herrings and the straw men and the outright lies, like the unwarranted media attention of the so-called assault weapon, to further the ultimate goal of overturning the Second Amendment. He got out there and, he got out there and said, let's politicize this, let's get mad about this. And then he went to Umpqua, don't know what he said there, love to know. I haven't read the transcript of any of his stuff. All I've seen are the signs. Go home. We don't want you here. That's sort of bad. Now, from Buffalo Barack Obama, we get deafening silence with regard to the countless shooting victims in areas like Chicago. Remember that he said that Trayvon Martin could have been his son. You know, if you're out there and you're wanting to exploit the lives of young black men that get killed, why couldn't you look in Chicago? El Presidente, Buffalo Barack, why couldn't you do that? He conveniently ignores mass shootings in civilized nations that take place despite sensible gun laws, such as Oslo, Norway, where there a gunman, you know, Breivik, he was able to effortlessly slaughter 77 people using semi-auto firearms and explosives. And after all that was done, after he killed 77 people, do you know what his sentence was in the sensible Norway? Because of their sensible sentencing laws, dude got 21 years. 21 years. To give you a bit of context, it was 1994, 21 years ago. 21 years is not that long. It is over in the blink of an eye. And even the existence of total gun control within a totalitarian regime, i.e. China, hasn't stopped mass killings with knives. Evil is like nature was in the original Jurassic Park, when Malcolm said nature finds a way, evil will find a way. Now, the truth of the matter is this. Barack Obama, Buffalo Barack, new name for him, and his media sycophants have about as much chance of ending gun violence through the exploitation of gun victims and the further expansion of gun control as Buffalo Bill had of actually becoming a woman by cobbling together parts of his victims to look like a woman. Buffalo Bill was at war with Mother Nature. Buffalo Barack and his buddies are at war with the natural order of things, with the natural order of life, with the natural order of the way things are. This is really a war over liberty. This is a war against liberty. But coming from Andrew C. McCarthy, we get this point. Why are we debating policy? After all, gun rights are explicit in the Second Amendment. In general, there are not supposed to be much policy debate where our fundamental rights are concerned. We would not, for example, abide a suggestion that we can reconsider whether the government may break into your home and poke around for evidence without a warrant. That's not to say there may not be logical reasons to allow a police officer to act unilaterally on a strong hunch. It is to say that a constitutional right is supposed to be a guarantee, something the government has to respect, not something the citizen has to justify. And, of course, the progressives are never going to give up. Because they, you know, they come, they go. The ones that replace the ones that go, they're looking to be in charge. Of you, of me. No matter what we are. No matter what we represent. And for those of you that are liberals out there thinking that you would be part of that cabal, guess what? You're not. You're just part of the matrix like the rest of us. In the grand scheme of things, we're just part of some hive that the liberals think they can control. And the problem is that there's some of us that just aren't down with that playbook. Looking forward, if elected president, Hillary Clinton has made it pretty clear she plans to cannibalize the Second Amendment. She doesn't even care. She doesn't even care if she has to go around Congress to do it. She looked at this present chief executive that we've had, and she likes the way he's doing it. So she, you know, she thinks she's being coordinated anyway, which that debate pretty much cemented that idea in my mind that that's what it's going to be. Stay tuned. In the meantime, we still have another year or so to deal with Buffalo Barack Obama. We got to keep our eyes on him. But it's always a shifting gaze. Keep that in mind. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the chat room, one of the ninjas in there, Musco, he's out there doing a little math, and he looked at Brevik's sentence, and Brevik got 3.3 months per victim. And he points out that it takes 9 months to make a human. And this guy killed 77 of them and got 21 years. Gun control. Here's another thing about the grand illusion of gun control. For the zealots who push for these laws that go against me and you, the ordinary person, from having guns, they believe that gun control laws actually control guns. And here's the problem. In states like New York and California, New Jersey, and anywhere where you have a registry, okay, maybe you have a semblance of control as long as the person that owns a gun remains law-abiding. If the person that remains law-abiding changes things, like as an example, let's say you live in New Jersey. What if you pack up all of your guns and yourself and your family and you move across the border to Pennsylvania? What then? How do you track those guns then, New Jersey? And therein lies the issue. We have a lot of freedom of movement. And that is a problem. Getting out there in a country with between 340 and 370 million guns, not all of them registered, the idea that you can, quote unquote, can control these things is a fantasy. Here's another thing. When they get out there and say gun control, gun ban, guns don't vanish into thin air at all. They don't do that. Guns, whether they are legal or in the black market pipeline, can last for centuries. For centuries. Passing laws against guns may enable zealots to feel good about themselves, because after all, they're all about feeling anyway. They want to feel safe, they want to feel good, that kind of thing. But this costs other people their lives sometimes. The mere notion, see, here's the thing about laws. With criminals, they don't care about laws. That's what makes them criminals. They commit crimes. Criminal is a derivative of the word crime, as in one who does crime. Criminal. One who does crime. Thank you. Now, the laws then are put in place to describe a penalty for breaking them. That's what the laws are for. Against the law abiding, when they go beyond you being... See, if a law comes at you and says you can't do this, let's say you can't part your hair on the side. New law, can't part your hair on the side. Who exactly is it? Are you hurting by parting your hair on the side? If you're a law-abiding gun owner, who are you hurting by owning a gun? That's what gun law does. Gun law comes after you. It makes it harder for you to own a gun when probably during your entire lifetime, you're never going to hurt anybody with a gun. If you carry a gun like I do, you probably are never going to pull it. I mean, I pulled mine, but I mean, that's beside the point. I was in bad places. But, you know, how is a law that goes against something that is not impacting anybody in a negative way, such as gun ownership, how is that going to stop crime? It doesn't, of course. Now, when you have a disarmed population, that makes crime a safer occupation and street violence a safer sport. No, the most promising one of the street sports out there to me is the knockout game, where you're walking around with your posse and you find somebody that's elderly or a female or, you know, and I don't know if it's actually, I know that there's some black hoodlums that were targeting white people, and then there was other people that were targeting other people. And what it boils down to is somebody unsuspecting There's some things that are racially motivated, some not so much so. It's still abhorrent, whichever way it goes. And then you tag them, and that person goes limp because they don't have the adrenaline dump. They're probably looking at their phone saying, I hate predictive text, and then they get tagged, and then they go limp, and then they fall. Now, being knocked out in a boxing ring means you land on canvas, but being knocked out on the street means you land on concrete. And many victims of the knockout game have landed in the hospital or the morgue. If some of these sick games ended, however, there was one in Lansing, Michigan that comes to mind where somebody tried to run up and he was going to go high-tech knockout and use a stun gun. Stun gun failed. He had the safety on it. So the stun gun failed the trigger. This guy turned out to be a concealed carrier, shot the knockout game player twice. That dude probably not playing the knockout game anymore. Didn't kill him. And probably people in Lansing are not playing the knockout game now. I don't know if that's still going on. But another function of gun control zealotry is the sweeping assumptions that are made and enacted into law on the basis of sheer ignorance. People who know nothing about a gun, have never fired a shot in their lives, much less lived in a high crime area, blithely say things such as, nobody needs a 30-shot magazine. Really? What if you're in a riot situation, a la Ferguson, a la Baltimore, where you know, Baltimore, arguably, you couldn't have a gun there because O'Malley has sensible gun control. But you know what? If you're facing a bunch of people, I mean, with a handgun, somebody that's in the middle of a dump of both adrenaline and he's got drugs in his system, you might be looking at 6, 7, 8 shots to put that guy on the ground, and that's what you got to do. Just get him on the ground. So there are functions of 30-shot magazines. Thank you, gun grabbers, for pointing this out so that we can point that out. One innocent death is one too many. I will grant anybody that. However, knowing how many innocent people prevent crime with guns every year, which we know, I'm not ready to let them cherry pick the statistics just to further their agenda. Just not happening. Not going to let them do it. When we get back, we'll talk about how they cherry pick nations and all this other stuff, and then we'll blow that out of the water, too. Just because I'm in that kind of a mood. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Bar, performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was talking about cherry picking in the last segment, and here's a couple of things. Is there a danger in widespread availability of guns? There's a danger in the widespread availability of just about anything. Okay, a magazine can be rolled up and weaponized. And just about anything above that can be weaponized if you want it to be. So the real weapon, the availability that is the most dangerous thing out there is what's between your ears. What you look at and what you can imagine and what you can put into play. Guns, to a certain degree, guns become a tool in that. And like other tools, like hammers and like other things, the gun can be prostituted in and made to serve a purpose that it was never really intended to be involved in. Now, having said all of that, sometimes we get compared. Obama got out there. Buffalo Barack Obama got out there the other day. And he was saying that we need to look at Nations like ours, England and Australia. England is nothing like us, was never anything like us. We ran away from England. We are babes in the woods compared to most of the civilizations on the planet. We ran away from England. Then we had to fight England. Then we had to fight England again. England, and here's the thing. England has much stronger gun control laws than the United States. And as far as gun murders, okay? Not murders, but gun murders. England is the most violent, industrialized, modern nation like us on the planet. By a factor of five, they're more dangerous than we are, more violent. Mexico, Brazil, and Russia also have much more stringent gun control laws than we do. And while England has lower gun murder rates, Mexico, Brazil, and Russia have much higher murder rates. Russia has, I don't think they have half the population. They've got twice the murders. In Russia, it is so bad, Vladimir Putin has gotten out there and said, hello, comrades, you may all now carry guns. They can carry shotguns for self-defense in Russia now. Of course, I'm also more man than Barack Obama. If you look at the history of gun law in England, okay, you get a very different story about the way things are. The murder rate in New York City has been, over the past two centuries, been the multiple of the murder rate in London. And for most of that time, neither city has had strong restrictions on the ownership of guns. Either city, okay? In 1911, around about the same period as the Gangs of New York movie, when Tammany Hall was the most dangerous place in the United States, more dangerous than the Wild Wild West, they came out with something called the Sullivan Act. Where in England, or not in England, in New York City, if you simply have a gun and you get caught with a gun and they haven't given you permission to have that, guess what? I think it's either a year or two in jail, minimum, bare minimum, mandatory. New York had stronger restrictions on gun ownership than London had in 1911 when they started all this stuff. And New York still had murder rates that were multiples of murder rates in London. It wasn't the difference in the laws. It was the difference in the people. And that was also true here within the United States. But the gun control idiots are, of course, not interested in the truth or in political victory. They're just sort of wanting to preen in the mirror in front of you. So, you know, sort of like the Democratic debate the other day. I saw O'Malley when they were talking about Sanders. And Sanders is surging right now, and O'Malley doesn't get it. Because O'Malley has this righteous indignation about Bernie Sanders pandering to the NRA. Don't get me wrong. I know what's trying to be done inside the NRA, and if it's successful, the NRA will be an absolute ponderous juggernaut of political power that we need to employ with extreme prejudice. But right now, that's just in the works. The NRA, let's see, if there's 130 million gun owners in the United States, the NRA represents less than what? 1% of that. I may be getting my percentage wrong, but the NRA has 5 million out of 130 plus million. Right? So it's not necessarily the NRA. Now, gun owners in particular are very adept at picking up the phone and calling their senators. But, you know, you can still have O'Malley out there looking and bristling and being righteous and all this other stuff. I'm not a man of violence. I'm not a man of violence. But when I see this preening on TV, when I see Hillary Clinton saying that somebody's not tough enough on guns, when I hear somebody say, because here's what they're saying, okay? This is what they're saying when they say that they're not tough enough on guns, they're not tough enough on the NRA. Clinton and O'Malley and Lincoln Chafee, they all want to go to war with the NRA, which is to say, you. They use the NRA as a straw man, if you will, to represent the American gun owner, the law-abiding American gun owner. They don't like you. They don't like the fact that you're self-reliant. They don't like the fact that you are, capable of stopping them in a very violent manner if it comes to it. And they want to go to war with you. They're willing to completely ostracize you. 130-some-odd million voters they're willing to go up against. And this is why I say if the American gun owner... I mean, there's more gun owners than people that voted in the last election. You know, at last count. By a few million. Maybe by 7 million. There's no reason that this should even be a debate. But I'm really glad. I will say this. I'm very pleased that they've taken off the mask. I got really tired of them getting out there. Well, Hillary Clinton just did it not too long ago. She got out there and said, I'd like to see another gun organization spring up and see some good, common sense, regular gun owners, whatever they are, get out there and take back the Second Amendment from the NRA. Hillary, you old idiot, you. But I absolutely love what's happening right now within the Democratic Party. But look up there. You had Jesse Jackson getting on TV saying, well, of course, there's no diversity up there, but, you know, that's understandable this particular time. Or whatever he said. He was defending it. Who cares? Whatever he said, he was on the defense. So I get an absolute kick out of that. And, you know, I can't wait. I'm loving the buildup. I'm loving everything else. I love them going after each other. I'm going to have a really big laugh if we wake up one morning going President Trump, too. I mean, a really big gut laugh over that one. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pay me no attention. No, wait a minute. Pay me all kinds of attention. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Liberals, they exist in a world that is full of contradiction. As an example, right now, we have this. On the one hand, we've gotten to see some absolutely horrifying video about Planned Parenthood. We've gotten to see Planned Parenthood operatives working their salad, talking about how much they get for a baby's carcass. And how they should be able to get more. And of course, the liberals have reacted in a manner I completely understand and expect from them. However, as they continue to want to fund, and let's call it what it is, sanctioned termination of life. Call it, I mean, that's a nice way of saying murder, but sanctioned termination of life. While they want to continue on with their macabre death culture that is a woman's right to choose, at the same time, they want to restrict things made of steel because they say they promote a macabre death culture. Now, they're able to do this by saying that expediency trumps the sanctity of God-given life. This baby isn't here yet, isn't outside, isn't taking in oxygen like me. They're inconvenient. They didn't ask for this. They didn't ask to gestate or anything. But you know what? It's my body. I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with it. And I'm terminating this pregnancy, i.e. this unborn baby. Now, the left finds themselves in a very interesting position today. They're again embroiled in a crisis that they've spent decades nurturing, and they're now seeking to remedy. They're adamant about funding the slaughter of 4,000 human beings a day. And yet Hillary in the debate got up there and talked about the 90 that we lose to gun violence every day, which you can actually take that number down, if you would like, Hillary, because we know that 2/3 of that number are suicide, which takes that to 30. Then you can look at that 30 and say that half of that is gang-related violence, and that takes it down to 15. 4,000 versus 15. Suicide, as sad as it is not gun violence, Hillary. I'm sorry, Killary. I've christened you that. I should call you that every time I mention your name. Those who seek to advance abortion simultaneously insist that guns, which are inanimate objects, are responsible for killing people whom, if they were still in the womb, the left couldn't care less about. They're more than happy to kill them in various other ways, besides gun, of course. And I saw the other day where Kelsey Grammer was asking the question, the actor. He was asking, what if people were doing abortions with guns? Which is a great question to ask these contradictory liberal yahoos. That is a stupendous question. I'm sure everybody's out there going, dear God. If you just tuned in and you just heard that little part there, believe me, the show's not actually about that all the time, though. Does it matter how deadly force is administered, whether it's a firearm or a forceps, or a dilator? If it's a firearm, depending on who's got it, liberals are going to react various ways. If it is, say, in Waco, Texas, which, don't get me wrong, I don't think Koresh was a great guy or anything else. I also think that the ATF could have taken him alone. They know they could have taken him alone. We know they could have taken him alone. Waco was... Waco was not one of those things that had to happen, because they were after David Koresh, not the entirety of the Branch Davidians. Being told to call her Hitlery, is that... Hitlery, I like that too. Killary Hitlery. Hitlery Killary. I like it. Anyway... Society is, and look at the other end of the spectrum that we're now getting, we're getting ready to embrace, thanks to the liberals, euthanasia. Euthanasia. Secular humanism views euthanasia as something benevolent, and it barely notices, you know, in the same moment where we can sit there and say, well, he's old and he's lived his life and... we can just let him slip away. If a jihadi pulls out a quasar camcorder and beheads a reporter or a benefit worker, or, you know, we hear something about a woman who was kept for a year or two and raped repeatedly by a main terrorist and then beheaded, we just sort of sit back and say, well, that's bad. Let Americans own guns. And that's now the eyes fly open. Oh, no. So we've got the left that barely notices when the jihadis do this. They don't care about the 4,000 babies that they terminate on a daily basis. And now we're getting ready to start wholesale just, you know, punching a syringe and taking the old people out, too. And they're against guns. Post-birth abortion is now dismissed with a shrug. sale of baby organs is justified as benefiting the common good. And you have right-to-death activists like the late Brittany Maynard, who offered herself with a handful of pills, and they're viewed as heroic. And this is the driving force behind the sort of violence that causes a shooter like a Chris Harper Mercer, or an Elliot Rogers, or an Aaron Alexis, or a James Holmes, or an Adam Lanza. To believe that for whatever reason they have the right to stroll into a college campus, a military post, a movie theater, and blow 10 people away, 13 or 20, 32. We exist now in a culture of death where we're addressing, it's becoming passé to be concerned about it. Mortality means nothing anymore. Because it's okay to kill you in the womb. It's okay to kill you at the end of your life. For some reason, people can't defend themselves. They have successfully excised God from the public consciousness. And they equate murder with women's health. I mean, that's the way they play the game. They spent the half a century pressing for the right to kill. They've eradicated any credibility they may have had concerning the issue of saving lives. They are not interested in saving lives. Buffalo Barack Obama's not. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Hitlery Clinton is not. None of these people are. Obama approves of sanitized violence and abortion clinic, but decries gun violence if the blood is shed on a college campus. Not in Chicago, no. Tenecolums are fine as government-funded implements of death, but Thompson submachine guns should be banned. We now have a culture of pro-death politicians, folks. We're going to be right back. Coming up, hour number two on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.